The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And Harvey Wireman on the line from San Marino, California, with us from his home. Hi, Harvey. How are you?
I'm doing real good, Phil. How are you?
Harvey is a retired attorney and has advised us on... Are you out and about?
Yeah, I'm in the car right now. We're going over to that Bar Association thing a little bit later on. But I wanted to get in touch with you because I've been following this O.J. Simpson website, and I know you wanted to talk to me about that. And
well, I know you've done a lot of defense work as an attorney. You've done a lot of pro bono work for defendants. But this guy, Simpson, was dead to rights with you. He was guilty.
Well, yeah, he was very guilty. But I want to mention to you that I don't know what you call it when you go on the internet.
You logged on?
I logged on to this AskOJ.com. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't like this guy. Obviously, I join with millions of Americans when I say that he killed his wife, and I think he killed Ron Goldman, and the guy should have cooked in the electrical chair, in my opinion. But I webbed on to this AskOJ.com, and he is donating all of the money that he makes in this charity to auction he's doing to charity.
And all right, do you have a list of the items? The AskOJ.com, they have items, excuse me, that he's selling, right?
Yes. He is selling an official NFL-signed football for $185. He's got a Pro-Line Buffalo Bills throwback helmet. He's got an authentic Mini Bills helmet.
All right, well, what does all of this tell you?
What it tells me, Phil, is something very basic in human nature, that the guy is trying to make right what he did wrong. He's trying to do something good for people. And I think, you know, we've all been so PO'd at this guy that we've decided to, you know, not give him a chance. But I think it's time to give him a chance.
Give him a chance in what way? Now, the guy is... his public relations couldn't be worse. His public image couldn't be worse. He's been convicted of in a civil suit, although not convicted in a criminal court. You're right. Give him a chance to do what?
Give him a chance to show us that he can help people. Whatever he's done, his charitable contributions make him a hero to millions of young people. You see, we're adults, Phil. We're jaded. With things like murder and everything, that blur our vision, and we can't see the good side in people. But the young people want to see the good side in O.J. Simpson, and that's why when they look at him auctioning off these items on AskOJ.com, I say give the guy a shot. I'm impressed.
And what are you impressed with? The guy's selling.
Yeah, but he's giving the money to charity.
And he's giving the money to what?
He's giving the money to three charities.
What's some of the other stuff he's got?
He's got a USC authentic helmet. He's got a replica USC helmet. He's got a Buffalo Bills jersey. And he's got some 8x10 photographs. Got a lot of stuff on there. And
what's the most expensive thing?
The most expensive thing is a USC home jersey for $300. It's a Buffalo Bill throwback helmet for $399. So this guy, I think, let me tell you a story, Phil. Adolf Hitler murdered 6 million Jews, okay? And that was a horrible thing. But he was good to Eva Braun. And Eva Braun, a lot of people don't know, was a Jewish girl. She was...
Eva Braun was Jewish? Where do you get that?
Eva Braun, the name is Jewish. How can you not? B-R-A-U-N, that's Jewish. And so... Yes, he killed a lot of Jews, but he was good to her. And Hitler's longtime lover, she was a Jewish girl. Now, so I think that you've got to look at that and say...
The guy was guilty. Don't go there. The guy was guilty of murder and everything else, and so's O.J. So what do you think rehabilitates these people? The fact that Eva Braun was Jewish and Adolf Hitler was good to her?
Well, what are you going to do? You got to break this guy's... Castanets over 6 million murdered when he loved the Jewish girl. Same with O.J. We hate him for the murder that he committed, but we love him for the charitable work that he does. Okay? And
well, this isn't the beginning of it.
If you could just, you know, Phil, here's one of the things about this.
Well, look, if you could ask him a question, what would it be?
Well, what would it be? I'd ask a lot of people. It would be what I, you know, what a lot of the people would ask him about. And that would probably be about the record-breaking year he had with the Bills, breaking 2,000 yards.
If you could ask him any question on this chat, what would it be?
About breaking 2,000 yards in 73.
The question that everybody would ask. You really think that's what people...
In the context of this chat, yeah. This is the beginning of O.J.'s rehabilitation, where we recognize that he's on his way back from his public relations exile. It's a good first step, and from there I think he'll be fine. The obvious choice for the third man in the Monday booth would be O.J. Simpson. And I'll tell you something, everybody. If you want to help the Goldmans, buy something from this website, because the money goes to help charity, and I'm sure they would be very happy with that.
Well, man, I've heard it all. You know,
yeah, you've heard it all. I'm giving you my honest opinion.
No, you were one of the biggest guys that couldn't stand this guy, and now you're saying buy something off the website, and it's a great first step toward rehabilitating himself.
Well, do you think a guy is supposed to be hated forever? Do you think a guy...
Well, I don't know. I just... it seems oddball to me. 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman, attorney, talking about AskOJ.com, where he right now is selling online various items from his football career. The money supposedly going to charity.
Yes, he's supposedly going to charity. The money is going to charity. And you can't take that away from Juice. You can say what you want about the guy, that he's a piece of garbage, but you can't take away the fact that this money's going to go to charity and it's going to help crippled kids and blind children.
And how do you know it's helping crippled kids and blind children?
Because I heard a rumor that it was going to a blind kid deal. And
what other ones?
What other charities?
Yeah.
It's going to go to some deal where kids can't walk right or they don't walk straight. I don't know what it is. And it's going to go to another one where some of these kids are born, they don't have any head, they don't have anything. So all of these...
These are all of the charities. You know, they sound perfectly selected to tug at our heartstrings.
Well, Phil, whether they're perfectly selected or not, what better charity than to give money to a charity where a kid's blind and doesn't have legs? And that's...
So O.J. is going to be doing all of the money?
Yeah, as far as I know, all of the money.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm surprised, too.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Before you start busting a guy's castanets, look at the good that he's trying to do. He's giving money to these charities that help old women that can't think straight. And
what are these charities? Old women that can't think straight?
Phil, I don't have the official name of them.
All right, old women that can't think straight, blind kids, crippled kids.
Yeah, kids...
born with birth defects?
Right, that's kids born with... without a leg, a kid born without a stomach, whatever they're born without.
And old ladies that don't think straight?
Whatever that deal, that Alzheimer deal. The deal, it sounds like a beer.
Alzheimer's.
Right. So these are all of the deals that he's going to be donating the money to. And what I'm simply saying to you is give him a break.
Well, I'll say this about that. Whatever good this guy can do while he's still left on this planet, he ought to do, because, first of all, he might make himself a few friends along the way, try to win back whatever friendship and goodwill he lost. But you know what, man? If this guy committed this crime, you know, he's going to still have to meet his maker when this thing's all over and done with.
Yeah, if there's a God. If there's a God. But if there's not a God, he dies, that's it. He doesn't have to suffer, see?
If there's a God. Okay, well, if there's a God...
You know, I don't want to get into that, but if there's no God, O.J.'s, he's clean as a baby's rear end. If there's a God, yeah, but if there's no God, he's as clean as a baby's A-double-S. And that's the truth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you this, I'm glad he's raising money for charity.
You got it.
1-800-449-8686. That's Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. He's talking about what O.J. is selling on his website, Ask O.J. Official NFL-signed football, a Pro-Line Bills throwback helmet, a replica Bills throwback helmet, authentic mini Bills, all these little Buffalo Bill jerseys and helmets. He's got a USA jersey. He has a USC helmet. And then he has various 8, but then he has a Heisman football white panel, which I don't know what that is, and then various 8x10 photographs. The money allegedly going to charity. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry and Harvey Wireman, attorney. And we're talking about OJ's Ask OJ website and the... he's going to have an internet chat as well, Harvey?
Yeah, that's correct. There's going to be an internet chat that he's going to do. And so the whole thing is really very interesting.
Now, let me look at... You have the list in front of you of the things that are being sold on his website.
Yeah, Phil, he's got an authentic mini Buffalo Bills helmet with $149, a used pair of black leather gloves, $120, a replica USC helmet, $249, a pair of men's Bruno Mars shoes, $175, official NFL signed football.
Now, this is all on the website.
Yes, sir. Official NFL signed football, $185, a ski cap, $100, a authentic mini Bills helmet, $149, one nylon stocking, I think it's $85, and another replica SC helmet. So there's a lot of stuff in there that people can choose from. And remember, it all goes to charity.
Okay, if you have the official names of those charities, that would help.
I'll try to look for them, but I know that that's going to some kids that can't walk and can't see.
All right, we'll go to the phones now. Brea on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I'm on my car, so I may get cut off. I just wanted to say I can't believe that he honestly believes that O.J. killed her.
Yes,
and he
yes.
believes that Hitler killed 6 million people, and because he's given some money to charity and Hitler may have been nice to one girl that may or may not have been Jewish, that we should forgive and forget.
I didn't say forgive and forget. I said it's a good first step toward all of us finding resolution and closure.
If the justice system had worked correctly, he would be in prison right now at a minimum.
You don't think we need closure?
I think that because O.J. has been ostracized publicly for the last 5 or 6 years,
his real
punishment should be prison at minimal, and so I don't feel sorry for him at all.
You know, they need to raise money for the lawsuit, so how else are they going to get money for the lawsuit than for him selling stuff on the website? See what I'm saying? So you don't want this guy to get too back in prison because he's got to raise some money. That's the point that I would make to you.
Okay, ma'am.
He needs to raise money? Okay.
Harvey's making, he needs to raise money to pay off the lawsuit, Harvey?
Exactly, to pay off the lawsuit.
How is he raising money if he's giving it all to charity?
Well, he's going to give some of it to charity, yeah.
Some of it. I thought he was giving it all to charity.
He's giving most of it to charity.
What are the charities? Did you look them up?
I got them in my briefcase. One has to do with kids that don't have a face or something. I don't know what it is. Blind kids or something.
Well, I think his real motivation is probably because he's tired of being ostracized.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, kids.
He needs some money.
Yeah, kids born with
facial
defects.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Here is Richmond on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I wanted to make a couple comments. First of all, if somebody wants to donate
kids
money...
Kids born without legs.
Excuse me. If someone wants to donate money to some kind of charitable group, let them donate the money in their name. I don't want any money donated in O.J. Simpson's name because I bought something from it.
Well, wait a second. Don't you want to get the kids? What about the kids that
are born with
the
I'll donate money in my own name. I do not want that money to be tainted with O.J.'s name.
But you wouldn't know about kids who were born without legs if it wasn't for the O.J. Simpson charitable effort. See, that's the point.
How do you know?
Well, the point I'm making is with the AskOJ.com website and him giving money to old people, you know, that are living out in the street or whatever, you wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for that.
Are you kidding? There are so many charitable works and so many people that are going out there who have done good work.
When's the last time you heard anybody advertise it? See, with O.J. Simpson, he's letting
I've never heard O.J. Simpson advertise it.
Sure he is, on his website.
I don't have a computer.
Well, you need to get into the 20... Don't you care about what's happened to Nicole Brown?
Yes, that's why I would not donate money in O.J. Simpson's name.
Why don't you own a computer if you care about her?
Well, let me tell you something.
You care what happened to Ron Goldman? Then you should be logging on.
Okay, well, I listen to you. Listen to me.
No, all right.
I would not want my children to have him as a role model, period. Whether they think he's guilty or innocent, if he's tainted with that,
he's making
just
a
because
good faith
he donated
effort.
Money to charitable works does not mean all is forgiven, and that's the way we should
live. Well, he's making a good faith effort, and it's been a big misunderstanding.
So you're saying he's innocent now?
No, I'm just saying this has all been a big misunderstanding. Well, he's not that bad of a guy.
How do you know?
Yes.
Do you know him personally?
Do you know him?
I know of him. I've seen him play ball. I think he's tremendous.
Well, a lot of people think that Bill Clinton is a good guy.
I happen to know he's a good guy.
And so you think that he had a misunderstanding when Monica was there?
Oh, I don't think there's any misunderstanding about that at all. I think he fully intended on that to happen. Are you kidding? Let me tell you something, ma'am, I don't mean to be crude, but a man doesn't get his hooter lip locked without...
Okay, we got that.
No, but I mean, you don't tell me that Clinton didn't know she was doing that.
But I'm making the comparison that people think people are good for what they see in front of them. I've seen nothing good about O.J. Simpson.
Well, except for the charitable donations, and that's
but
what
I haven't
okay,
even seen that. I didn't see that from the website.
He's giving the money to kids that don't have parents.
But I don't know that.
Well, get yourself a computer.
Even I can get in touch with a computer.
But
I'm
because
saying,
you don't have a computer, there's a bunch
that
of kids.
That goes straight to those people.
There's
if
a lot
I wanted
of orphans
to donate
out there.
Money. Why would I want to own something
of
O.J. Simpson?
If you care about orphans, you'll get a computer.
If I care about orphans, I'll adopt one.
What, do you know that they're out there?
No, you didn't know about it until O.J. Simpson's little donation on this website is not going to help.
You didn't know about orphans until O.J. Simpson had his website, so that's what I'm talking about.
Well, no, there are orphans from the beginning of the earth.
No, you didn't know about it until O.J. Simpson...
Oh, come on, will you? Didn't know about it.
No, she didn't. How did I not know it?
I do live in this world.
You know there's orphans.
Sure I do.
Well, that blows my mind.
O.J. Simpson's website is the only way I have connection to the world.
I found out about orphans.
When you looked at O.J.'s site?
Yeah.
Man, you're out of touch. And
oh, I'm
out
of touch. No, I got a computer, lady. You don't.
All right,
the
thanks
computer
for your...
doesn't attach yeah. me to the world. I attach me to the world.
Whatever
I
that means.
Me
okay.
Charities and donations.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman is with us. We're talking about O.J. Simpson's website. What kind of a conversation is this? You didn't know about orphans.
I'm just saying, that chick that just called up doesn't even have a computer and she's putting down O.J.? That's a load.
Here is Gainesville, Florida on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I have to agree with counsel there. There is a misunderstanding.
Yes.
On one hand, I see that... what he had done, in your own words, deserves the death sentence, but yet, on the other, selling a few footballs is going to make good on murders that's going to be called for his rehabilitation.
Well, at least we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, we're going in the right direction, because
right.
How do you rehabilitate yourself from a murder sentence?
Well, if you start doing things for charity, that's all we're saying.
Oh, and should have got electrocuted on one hand, you said, but
well,
we couldn't do that. Civil suit made him guilty, so the next best thing, it hit him right there in the wallet. This is just going to be a way
in the wallet.
To come
this
back
is going
to
get him back into your good graces as a member of the American public.
You know, you couldn't sound any better if he'd have hired you himself.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to understand logic.
And what logical about he should have been electrocuted and...
Because
if he hadn't been electrocuted,
he wouldn't be on the website, getting money for cripples.
Well, if he was that concerned about it, then he would pay up on the $32 million that the court had ordered him to pay.
He don't have the $32 million, genius. That's why he's got to raise the money.
Get rid of this moron. You're a moron. Get rid of this moron. That's the whole point. You're saying
no,
it's
the whole
charity,
point. You don't even understand the whole point.
Yes,
how are you going
to
raise $33 million if you can't get it? If you can't get
the
money, so you want the Goldmans to starve to death? That's what I figured you want to do.
All right, you both are a couple of mortar mouths. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Harvey Wireman about O.J. Simpson and raising money on his website for charity and also a online chat and also all kinds of things. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, as we review the Ask OJ website, which has a number of items from, I guess, OJ's personal collection up for sale, and the money's going to go to charity, and also there's an internet chat that's going to take place. By the way, how much? This is stuff from his personal collection?
Yeah, sure. It's
I mean, how do we know he didn't just get a bunch of stuff from the Buffalo Bills and you know what I'm saying?
No, this is, he played on the Buffalo Bills, so this is personal stuff.
How do we know that?
That he didn't just get it from the Bills?
Yeah, you could call the Bills up and say, will you donate some helmets for a charity? And I'm sure they'd be happy to do that.
No, you know, what difference does it make? OJ, see, the most of these people that get these charity items, they think just because OJ was rubbing his hands all over it, it means it's his. Believe me, it's fine. And remember, the money goes to the blind orphans that he's helping out.
Blind orphans?
Well, whatever. I don't have the list of charities.
Yeah, would you find that, please? Did your briefcase someplace?
All right, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Indianapolis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, am I to understand that the OJ website should cause me to change my opinion that I believe he is a murderer?
Well, I'm saying that your heart will soften to him when you find out about the wonderful things he's doing for charities.
That is all fine and dandy. I do agree we should all take a look at and reevaluate what is expected of our judicial system, which we currently have set in place, but we may or may not agree with that system. However, the system has spoken. They have found him not guilty, but that doesn't
mean
any causes of O.J. Simpson.
What about the fact that they hired Dennis Miller to be in the Monday Night Football booth?
What does that have to do with O.J. Simpson going on trial, been through trial, and now trying to solicit merchandise on the Internet?
You know as well as I do, wouldn't we all rather see a black man in that booth? Because they haven't had one in there since Fred Williamson got...
How do you even change on your own subject? This was not about who was... Where did this come from? OJ's website being an auctioning place, going to Dennis Miller being on the Monday Night Football?
Because
absolutely nowhere.
The juice. See, look, this is the beginning of OJ's rehabilitation he's on his way back.
Well, you know, you ought to go ahead and
wouldn't
try
you
to
feel
listen
better?
So that you can use some of your law degree.
Wouldn't you feel better if you bought one of these replica Bills helmets?
And how would that make me feel better?
Because the money's going to a crippled... a cripple.
Oh, and so
what?
So that
that
makes
don't make you feel better.
I donate all the time.
The money's going.
I don't need OJ to donate for me. I'm with the other caller.
Yeah, but do you donate?
I donate in my own name,
yeah,
not in bloody name.
But do you donate to the cripple deal?
I donate.
What do you mean the
cripple?
Would you please get the name of these charities? Because all
you're saying. That is why you call it a donation.
Right.
You choose to whom you want to donate.
Yeah,
to.
But you'll also have an autographed helmet.
How much did you donate? What did you buy off the auction?
Let me put it this way.
No,
why did you
buy off the auction block?
Well, I haven't purchased anything yet.
Well, then why are you on the radio telling us what we need to purchase?
Well, I think you should, and then we'll see.
Why don't you go ahead and lose some of your big-time money that you're making being a lawyer?
Yeah.
And go ahead and just donate it all.
I haven't gotten around. My grandson's visiting
like
this weekend. My grandson's visiting this weekend. I haven't gotten around to that.
You got enough time to be on the radio to tell everybody else they need to purchase it.
You know, if the guy is ever proven innocent, wait a second. If they ever prove him innocent, okay, you'll have an autographed USC helmet.
I don't need one.
Well, then you don't care about
OJ
cripples.
I believe O.J. was guilty, but however he has gone through our justice system.
Then you hate cripples.
And they found him.
Then you hate cripples.
What does that have to do with O.J. being a murderer?
You don't get anything. You hate cripples.
No,
she
doesn't hate.
I'm not a cripple. How do you know that I'm not a cripple?
You're too feisty for a cripple.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
Cripples are generally shrunken back in their chair and defeated by life. You're all out there with your big mouth.
That's called a mold, and you're discriminating.
You're just with a big mouth. Cripples. Have you ever met a guy in a wheelchair with a big mouth?
All right. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Man.
No, seriously, Phil, have you ever met anybody in a wheelchair with a big mouth?
I don't know. I mean, you know...
Seriously, think about it.
I don't want to think about it right now. Have I ever met anybody in a wheelchair with a big mouth? If anybody ever puts you in a wheelchair, I guess I'll already have known one.
Ha ha! Isn't that cute?
Yeah, well, here's Encino on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I can't believe this guy. He actually wants us to sympathize and forgive this to forgive O.J. Simpson.
Hate will kill you, ma'am.
You cannot forgive. You can forgive a person who hurts your feelings, but you cannot forgive a person who, you know, gets away with murder.
But purchasing these Bruno Magli shoes will bring you a long way back from hating O.J. Simpson, and you'll be helping
kids born without a head, or whatever, crippled children. I'd rather give them money under my name. O.J. got away with murder, so he should shut up and sit down. And
Shut up and sit down, huh?
Yes.
Well, he's sitting down tonight on his online chat. He'll be at his computer.
Well, somebody needs to pull out the chair under him.
Isn't that cute?
Yes.
Well, you don't want to buy anything, ma'am?
Ma'am,
no,
what about an 8x10? It shows O.J. with a football running for a touchdown, huh?
Who cares?
Hey.
Who cares? Who want to see a murderer?
I'd like to see a murderer running for a touchdown. I think that'd be interesting.
All right.
You are screwed up in your head.
How am I screwed up in my head? You know, there's a lot of little children who are born without heads or arms or legs. OJ's helping them. I may be screwed up in the head.
I would rather help those children myself.
Well, then get to it. Quit talking about it and do it, okay?
I have done it.
How well were you familiar with the legless children movement?
Oh, God.
Before OJ?
Were
you familiar with it before OJ talked about it? No, you didn't.
Thank you for your call. You are getting ridiculous, okay? Talking about...
Well, these people didn't know about legless kids until O.J. came along.
Sure.
When the whole thing was on a website...
Yeah, that's exactly right. Here's Chesapeake.
God, G.D. it anyway.
Chesapeake, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
This G.D. show...
Yes, hi.
Hi. What is it you're trying to do here? Are you trying to promote T-shirts and footballs and... Is that what you're trying to do?
We want to help out old people like you. I'm just kidding. I don't need any help. We want O.J.
Especially from O.J.
Well, he's raising money for old folks that
want... you're full of crap.
No, you want to know? He's got a charity that raises money for old people that wander in the traffic.
He's raising funds for children. Now you're on to the old
How many different charities is he involved in?
He's raising money
for... He is not involved in any charity.
No, there's a charity that raises money for old folks that wander into the street.
Oh, you're full of crap. You just got done talking about that he was raising money for crippled children.
Yeah,
and,
that too.
Children that have no parents, adopted children,
yes,
and all that.
Exactly.
Now you're on to the old folks thing because you know that I'm 60.
No, I happen to have said it already.
Well, you said something about old women that don't think straight.
She's right up our alley. Yeah?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Go ahead. Tell me what you were going to say.
I didn't say a thing.
Yes, you did. I heard you.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I heard you say something about this woman.
I didn't say a word.
What? How old are you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
78.
Mentally.
78.
Oh, yeah, right. I can't believe you're a lawyer. I just can't believe it.
Well, look, lady, if you
want
to help out a lot of old ladies like you that are wandering out into the street wearing a canvas overcoat, then you'll give money to
O.J. Simpson, okay? Let me explain something to you, young man. I have a roof over my head, and I have an income.
And try clearing your throat, too.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
No, I want to talk to this old bag.
No, thank you very much for your call.
No, that's okay.
Let me talk to the old bag.
No, I think it's getting very ugly.
I don't mind being old.
Come on, you old bag. I'm going
to
talk.
I don't want this to go on like this, okay?
I'll calm down.
She doesn't have the guts to talk to me like that.
I'm hanging up.
Okay, thanks. No, we don't want to talk to you. Here's Miami, and then we're out of this, okay? On the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
What happened to the old bag?
I hung up on her. Miami, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I think this guy next to you has the biggest mouth in the world. But anyway, I honestly believe that this whole thing is just another one of his upfront make-me-look-good deals, and I think if you buy anything from that, you're getting suckered into it.
Suckered into what? He's giving the money to cripples.
Cripples?
Yes.
Can't you come up with a better name for that? In other words, just cripples?
All right, whatever you call it.
Is that how you look at it? People with...
Okay, what do you call them?
I call them kids who need help, not cripples. Cripples, it's just...
All right, kids who need help. He's raising all kinds of money for these kids, and boy, do they need help.
Well,
Some of them don't have an arm. Some of them...
Yeah, I know. They don't have ears and mouths
and
faces.
Yes.
But this is a gentleman who said he's not going to pay the Browns or the Goldmans any money anyway. So how do you know where this money is going to go and how much he's going to take
out of
it?
That's exactly right. He's putting it into a charity, kid. Okay?
Yeah, and I'm sure he's getting some of it out of it, too.
Don't you? You'll feel better, I know.
Yeah, we're all going to feel better when I buy my 8x10 of O.J. running for a TD.
That's going to make me feel a whole lot better.
It is, and it sounds like you could use the help, too.
Well, no.
Don't you need some cheering up?
Wait, just because, not a convicted murderer, but a murderer decides he's gonna give money to charities, we should feel better for him?
Sure.
It's all a publicity stunt. You know, it's, look at me, I'm giving money, I'm Mr. Good now. Don't forget about what I did in the past, look what I'm doing now. There's
Boy,
no way you should drop your ears.
You know something, Phil? The cynicism I'm encountering on your program today makes me want to vomit.
Well, gee, I wonder where it's coming from.
You're so cynical, kid, and at your age, you should have a broader view of life and people. Simpson, okay, he butchered her up. He killed Goldman. Is that any reason for us not to want to buy a Buffalo Bill jersey?
I don't want one.
Where's the forgiveness in your heart?
You know,
is there any forgiveness in any other body part?
No.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
Can't be serious. He says he's an investigator, and he throws forth these theories about some woman sawing her head almost off, and O.J. coming and stepping over bodies, not being cognizant enough to know that there's two dead bodies
dark.
Down there. He stepped over them.
It was dark. The man was on his way to apologize
to
his ex-wife.
Dude, let me tell you something, okay?
He stepped on. He thought it was a bag of...
Let me talk. That is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, I've been a police officer for over 15 years,
well,
and there's no way that your theory is anywhere close to being possible.
Everybody wants to hang an innocent man. What a
no,
great country
no,
we live
no.
in.
No, you want to make a buck off two dead people. That's what you want to do.
I'm making a buck. It's possible that Nicole Brown killed Ron Goldman because he came with the wrong sunglasses.
Excuse me. You throw forth the theory that she was possibly on her period and she got ticked off because he brought cheap sunshades to the house and that's why she killed him.
Yes,
get
ma'am.
Real. Okay.
Yes, I am real.
Even people who actually believe that O.J. Simpson is not guilty, which I don't, by the way, won't even believe that theory.
Wait a second. You're black? And you believe he's guilty?
Listen, now you generalize.
Well, man, I got to write that one down. I'm going to do another book.
Okay, just like everybody who wears Oakleys or homosexual, dude, you are ridiculous.
You know what? I got a book in my library called Great Jewish Athletes. Right next to that, I'm going to put Black People Who Think O.J.'s Guilty. And right next...
Okay, I've had about enough of your big fat mouth. Thank you, ma'am. No, I'm talking to the guy, not you. No, ma'am, I wouldn't... I didn't mean to say that.
No, he was talking to you, ma'am.
Okay.
I was not talking to her.
Mr. Henry.
Yes.
Believe he was talking to you. He's making
fun of
you.
It's an embarrassment to your show to even have him on. His theory is no way possible. No way.
Well, I was only trying to help.
I understand what you're saying, dude, but, hey, he is not what you want on your show. I wouldn't even give him the airtime. And I'm embarrassed that I even called to talk to this guy.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I just do the best I can every day. It's been tough for me the last couple of weeks. My wife got sick, and, you know, I'm sure you understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, just so you know, that theory he's put out, there's no way that's possible. No way.
May I say that I'm very sorry to have embarrassed you?
No, I embarrassed myself.
It was me. It was me. I do this all the time. Oh, when will I stop? God.
Hey, I enjoy your show, man.
That's okay. You don't have to say that. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
So anyway, what's in a last name? Kicking this around here on the Phil Hendry Show with my cohorts. You know, they talk about your name. See, here's it all started this way. I'm looking for a kilt because my family name, Hendry, a Scottish name. My ancestors are primarily Scottish people. Now, I know that the Hendry is a subclan of the Buchanan clan. And you know what? All that Saturday Night Live material that you just put up on the screen there, Mike, we're not going to use it. Thank you, though. I know it's 15 years old. So that's a Scottish clan, and I was looking for a kilt, you know, because they specific kinds of kilts that men in the different clans wear because of their tartan, which is the plaid design. And someone said, well, what the hell name is Hendry? You know, it's not really, in the old days, what you did for a living is what your name was. Like Eddie the Concierge. Or, I don't know what it would be. You know, like the Smithy, John Smith, like Taylor is a Taylor. And John Smith might have been a Smithy. And Ed, you know, Eddie the, you know, whatever the hell he was. My name, Hendry, the son of Hendry, broke off and made his own clan, Henderson. So went from Hendry to Henderson. So I was talking to this friend of mine the other day, Bob Beerwench, and I wanted to know how the history of his family came about, what it was that his mother did, and her mother before her. Bob Beerwench. So what's your name, man? Taylor. So your people made clothes. Schaefer says to me, by the way, Jane Whoremonger is going to be with us here in just a moment, and she is going to be talking about a fascinating book that she's written about names and just exactly where family names come from. Now, the name Schaefer is German for shepherd, and Mike was very proud of that until I said to him, you mean sheep? And he looked at me like he wanted to kick my rear end for saying that. So just be careful what you say to people. Now, Melissa's last name is Morgan. And what'd you say that was? It's a kind of a dog? Oh, it's a horse. It's a horse. A Morgan's a horse. And they were horse trainers. So that's kind of where you come up with these different names that people have, you know. So if you ever meet a guy named Larry Douchebag, you know that somewhere in his past, his family made those. Art Lemonade, you know. Art Lemonade. What the hell is what is Eisenhower? Is that It's German for it's German for douchebag. Okay, so I wanted to find out about those things. It's kind of interesting. It's not really all that exciting. I knew a guy once. His name was his last name was Dick. The last name was Dick. And his sisters, and I swear to God, you're going to think I'm making this up, and I am not making this up. And the parents should be taken out and shot for giving his sister the name Lotta. Right, Melissa? Am I right or wrong? Get a load of that. And what did his people do back in the old country? Mike lived next door to the Mintz family, and Candy, their youngest daughter, she was really a great person. You know, I was watching an adult film the other day. A lot of these people, it's more, probably an adult film more than anything else. You can find out what families did in the past. Like this Candy Kane. What the hell did her mom and dad do, okay? And Candy Samples and Anita Lay. And that's great. Just all of these marvelous names that you can come up with and trace back the heritage of these families. John Toole. And then, of course, that was the tremendous family, the Yams family, and their eldest daughter, Candace. A lot of stuff that's kind of cool. Candy Yams. Jeez. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, so that was silly. It's the Phil Hendry Show.